So Jim Colgan, takeaway web editor, can you get that thing to make any goofy noises?
There you go. Did you hear that?
No, it's not so goofy, but the iPad doesn't really have to make goofy noises to sell like hotcakes. Apple suggests that there are 800,000 iPads, brand new iPads, now on the street. And in the next segment, as sort of a combination marketing anthropology focus, we're going to talk to Jim Colgan about how he went out onto the streets of New York to determine just how the presence of an iPad changes a whole lot about day-to-day life. What'd you discover, Jim?
So I discovered that it turns heads, and we know that because it sold thousands on its first weekend. But I had been reluctant to even take it out just because I know the attention it gets. So if I'm on the subway, I sort of have it hidden away in a bag, or if I'm outside, I make sure no one can see it. But I decided to be brave and, for research purposes, go down to Washington Square Park, which is full of students from New York University, and to brandish the iPad in all its glory. And
so just show it out. Show it completely off.
Just show it off.
Out
of the case, shiny, big screen, and I turn heads right away. In fact, people just walked right up to me. No introductions, just said, "Can I see your iPad?" So I asked them, "Why? Why are you coming up to me? You're a complete stranger."
Because we saw your iPad and we wanted to see it.
I like the flat screen of light, like from you holding it. That's what's cool. But
it's a very sexy piece of machinery. I feel like I'm in the future.
And look at this thing. I mean, it's just it's phenomenally cool. Right. It's very, very cool.
We should point out that you're actually a pretty scary person. I mean, under normal circumstances, no one would come near you.
That's right. I mean, it was clearly the iPad. It wasn't me. So, but I should say that I had the iPad open and I had downloaded this recording app. So as they were looking at it, I was recording them. And then I told them, I said, you know, I'm recording this too. But they didn't seem to care. They were so entranced with the iPad. And one of the guys came up to me. I said, "Is this something he normally does?" And this was a guy outside New York University. And here's what he told me.
Well, I'm mathematician, so I'm sort of shy by nature, and it drew me.
And whoa, you're lighting up the mathematicians on the street.
The shy mathematician actually spoke to me and came up to me, and he followed up with a question. Here's what he asked me.
It's not just us. Other people just sort of gravitate up to you.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do girls come? Do you see girls?
Now, here's the anthropology part, right?
That's right. And the answer, I have to say, is yes. In the coffee shops I went to, in the bars I went to, again, for research, even in the checkout line of the Whole Foods, an equal amount of men and women came up to me. I sat in one coffee shop, the woman sitting right beside me immediately looked at the iPad, and it was a conversation starter. I could have spoken to her. Someone else, I saw she had a laptop, and I said, "Do you have your Wi-Fi connection?" And then she instantly started asking me
and
questions.
And for research, he wrote down their numbers?
Yes, of course. But you know, what I actually wanted to know, and sort of the question I wanted to get is why the iPad more than any, like, why do they feel so comfortable talking to me? And here's what one person said to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable coming up to you. I think you'd be, you know, since you own an iPad, you'd be more like a liberal, more open to discussion with random people.
Well, certainly the designers of the iPad hoped it would be an anthropological game changer. Takeaway web editor Jim Colgan, thanks for helping us to figure that out.